Well, it's great to be here.
13 years, a lot has gone on there. What are the highlights for you?
You know, some of those issues are kind of big picture items. I think and hope that we have a better connection with the community and its airport. In the end, it really is their airport.
Still on the horizon as you leave, are expansion plans? Does the runway need to be altered for the new family of airplanes that are going to be coming? Does the terminal need to be bigger? Does there need to be underground parking? All of these things. What's your sense of what this place will look like in another 13 years?
Well, I'm not sure that the word bigger is the right answer. I think you need to look at it in terms of, is the airport going to be right-sized to meet the needs of the community going forward? I think we have to look at the changing aircraft size in the regional commercial airline market. Those next generation of airplanes have wingspans greater than 95 feet. And there's a serious challenge to our commercial air service going forward. And if you look at the economic impact of this airport, approaches $900 million a year, and only 50% of our destination customers come through this airport today. So there's an opportunity for additional people to come through the airport without changing the pressures on the airport, on the community itself. Because most of those people come by rubber tire, whether that's rental car or CME or some other method, on Highway 82 into our community, and those also have impacts. So I think we need to see the big picture and then determine what's best.
Along those lines, then, is one of the answers more carriers landing here? Not necessarily larger planes or anything, but just more carriers?
When you look at what's happened with the airline industry and the number of mergers over the past couple years, you know, there really are only a couple of mainline national carriers left. And, you know, we currently have American, Delta, and United. We'd like to see additional service on each of those carriers and bring some balance to it. I doubt we'll see Southwest Airlines. We don't really fit their model very well moving forward. And then you're really looking at Frontier's and Virgin America and some other carriers. And I think it's somewhat unlikely we'll see those on a routine basis.
What about expansion in private aircraft? Do you expect that's going to grow?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. When I talk to the community, they see the airplanes out on the ramp and they say, oh my gosh, there's more airplanes than ever. Well, the reality is the number of aircraft operations for those type of airplanes has been declining. What has changed is the aircraft size. You know, not too many years ago when I started in this business, you know, a Learjet or that kind of airplane was a significant corporate aircraft. Today, those aircraft have increased in capabilities, and they're now physically much larger than they used to be. So while it looks like there's more airplanes, the reality is they're just physically larger aircraft that are being operated with some amazing capabilities. It's not uncommon to have an airplane leave the Aspen-Pitkin County Airport and go nonstop Paris or nonstop Moscow or, you know, those kind. That was unthought of not too many years back.
Jim, thanks and good luck.
It's great to be here and look forward to visiting often, and another call out and special thank you to the entire community.